Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're tracking the 2024 election process from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Our country was flooded with cheap Chinese goods, with cheap foreign labor, and in the decades to come, deadly Chinese fentanyl. Joe Biden screwed up, and my community paid the price.
Newly minted vice presidential nominee Ohio Senator J.D. Vance struck a strongly populist and America First tone at the RNC. In an anti-elite speech that attacked Wall Street and multinational corporations, the former venture capitalist marked how isolationist the Republican Party has become under former President Donald Trump. On a day devoted to foreign policy and national security, the GOP shift came into focus. Vance famously once said he doesn't care what happens to Ukraine, and in the Senate, he voted against aid to the country. But taking a more traditional line, former Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis says the U.S. has to support NATO and Ukraine.
Russia's trying to rewrite borders. I'm a firm supporter of stopping aggression and aggressive behavior from evil dictators like Vladimir Putin.
The Biden administration came in for intense criticism for how the U.S. left Afghanistan, fulfilling a deal Trump made with the Taliban. Florida Congressman and Army vet Brian Mast lost both legs in Afghanistan and called the withdrawal a failure and an embarrassment.
Nearly 2,500 of my brothers and sisters gave their lives in that war. Joe Biden disgraced their sacrifice and the sacrifice of all Afghanistan veterans.
But support for Israel's war is extremely high, with many saying the nation would be justified in reoccupying Gaza and cleansing it of the Palestinian population. Annabelle Rutledge, with a pro-Israel group at the convention, Concerned Women for America, says as tragic as the civilian deaths may be, they are to be expected during a war.
There's a devastation that happens when war happens.
The topic of international threats bled into an already regular refrain at the convention. New Mexico delegate Amy Varela connected national security to crime and migration.
Open borders and the catch and release programs that we have, and so it is directly reflected, and we have to get Trump in there to protect ourselves.
The failed assassination attempt on Trump seems to have added to his tough guy image. Virginia State Delegate Amanda Chase emphasized the need for strength in the White House.
We need to have a strong president that is physically healthy, mentally healthy, and capable of making important, serious decisions, and who is willing to sacrifice his own life, his wealth, his family, his reputation, and his businesses for this country.
In other news, President Joe Biden is self-isolating in Delaware after testing positive for COVID. The White House says he is experiencing mild symptoms. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.